season in jeopardy.
The views
Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is June the 24th at 7:05 in the morning. Get that cup of coffee, wander around, stumble, just like Bad Bob. Hey, our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can join our chat room, which I'm trying to do as we speak, because somehow my computer wasn't on. And it's going to be a great day. Tonight is going to be a great night. We're having a good time. You're just... We're joined by Bad Bob. Say hello, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir. Gee, this place is awfully familiar. Spent practically the entire day here yesterday, but good to be back, as always, and happy Friday. And look who's here.
Oh, I'm here.
I'm here. All right, now, well, everybody out there, she's back.
And I am on the mic now, so look out. For Bob was in here all day, and of course, Alana was at the Nixon Library. There was a big troop called the Troopathon, right, Carl?
Yeah, the Troopathon. They've raised over the last three or four years, $3 million to send packages to the troops. Very well received by those deployed. Of course, as Obama has made a statement, we'll get to this later, how he's starting to pull people out somewhat precipitously, somewhat that the military leaders don't agree with, and it has nothing to do with anything except the election.
Well, I want to thank a couple people before we start. Because yesterday, what I did, unannounced, just came in and said, you know, I'm looking for some raffle items for tonight's show that we're doing, you know, the get-together at Anselmo. And as the evening goes,
we're... Tobacco and Brew.
Tobacco and Brew. Sorry. Thank you. Tobacco and Brew. And I've been looking for, you know, guy things. Because I've got, you know, jewelry, and I've got, you know, a purse, and I have some art, and those are beautiful things, but looking for guy. All of a sudden, the fan turned on.
Hold on.
Now, that's interesting.
Tried to get that going before the show started. So, I walked into, for instance, Northern Lights yesterday. And the gal who runs Northern Lights, I said, can I see you for a minute? And I know she probably thought, oh, God, she's going to hit me up for money. I said, well, you know, Carl's Dancing with the Stars. And I said, is there something that you maybe have laying around that possibly you could, give to for us to put in the baskets because we're going to be doing, you know, raffle tickets tonight. And by the way, how it's going to work is $6 for 5 raffle tickets or as long as the arm stretches, $20. We have some really nice things. We have hair. The barbershop has given some free cuts.
Man's Last Stronghold.
Got some food. This cool thing that she gave me is like a 50-gallon fuel holder, you know, race
fuel. It's
great.
It's good. It's good for carrying gas around. You know, if you've got your ATVs or something you're taking, you take this. This is a great way to carry
super
fuel.
Super cool toy.
And Bastiani Arms, we've got two from them. But you know what? We got two $25 gift certificates from Bastiani Arms. But Jimmy, one of our loyal listeners, is the one that provided it. But Bastiani Arms is right there, and they're doing great things.
We have a Crackmaster was very generous as well, and just all kinds of really good stuff. We have one of the items will be 500 business cards that are colored, and again some art and some baskets that are great with barbecue. And how we're going to work it out is about every 15 minutes we're going to draw a ticket, and you get to go over to the table and choose what you want. But just is really like simple, old time simple. We really are
That's
excited.
Because we're old time simple.
And Tobacco and Brew, you know, Shelley and the gals over at Tobacco and Brew, they're putting this party on. She said, we'll have the food and the decorations. You guys just show up. And I want to also congratulate somebody who's just so Johnny on the spot, and that's Robert with Music by Robert. So he's going to pull out his stops. I think he's going to have some, you know, his DJ lights. Only thing missing is going to be platform shoes. I'm going to be
champagne, hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah,
these kind of things. It's all going to be there.
$5 gets you in the door.
$5 gets you in, and we're going to just have a nice time. And we promise you this. Okay, here it is, and we'll say this again: last fundraiser.
Yeah.
Yes, and you can buy. By the way, you can buy
for us.
For us. Yeah. For
Before
us.
July 9th.
No, forever. And the you know, we'll support other fundraisers. We will support you out there. We will go out there. We will give you time on the radio. We'll be there for you. But this is the last one. For me, you know, that I would do personally. Now, we're still going to be raffling off rifle tickets, too. Now, I've only got like about 80 left. So, give me a call or stop by or send me an email and just let me know if you need one, or come by tonight and buy a few.
Okay, that's tonight from 6 to 9 at Tobacco and Brew. You can't miss it, right there on Hilltop Drive. And hopefully some of the other guys are going to come by and visit you, too. You got Candace Vaughn, and you got Chris Reznor and Jennifer. She was on yesterday. Jake Easy and Denise Jurgensen. I mean, those
good
are
people.
Yeah.
Good people. And we want to try and get people on. Like, we had Jennifer and Doug on yesterday. We've had Kathy, my partner, on. We'll have her on many more.
You're
going
to dance tonight, too, aren't you?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. We want to get everybody on the show, so you can get to meet them. It's been really interesting. Hey, we got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460. It's 7:11 in the morning for June 24th. And we get back, we're going to do the weather, because it is already warm. This is Free Fire Radio.
Was the summer of 69.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, FiveStarBank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the hardworking crew would like to remind everybody, be extra careful this year with weed eating and grass cutting. Fire danger's at an all-time high. For all you computer wizards, Northern Lights Energy Inc. .com, where you can pay online and place orders. This is all working very well. We're filling extra propane bottles for you barbecue folks, so don't run out on Sunday. A special thank you to everybody who purchased and donated animals from the Junior Livestock Sale to the 4-H and FFA Community Barbecue held at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson coming up on July 3rd at 4 p.m. in conjunction with Anderson Explodes. Tickets are $10 at the event, or you can pick them up early at Northern Lights Energy in Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone number.
Ooh,
we're chatting and streaming at KCNR1460.com, and the chat room's in there and going for it. It is 7:15, June the 24th. Then what's the weather going to be like there, sweetie?
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about you and your outfit. I wonder if anybody's going to dance to that. That just is so cool. Sunny today.
I'm not dancing to that.
Why not?
I have special music.
That's how you wake up. You press a button
music.
And it's
a,
ooh.
I have music that's
this
been
is
imported.
Getting out of bed, putting your socks on. That's your kind of music.
If I wore socks.
Hi, today. Sunny, 92. Mostly clear tonight with a low. 62. Tomorrow is 92. We like it to stay in these, you know, under the hundreds. But it does look like we do not go into the triple digits all week long until Tuesday, where they say Monday night we may have slight showers. Okay. So I'm laughing about the do. Okay. Because today in history, in 1916, the most lucrative movie contract at the time of all time was signed by Mary Pickford. She inked the big figure Hollywood deal. She'd get $250,000 per film with a minimum of $10,000 a week against half the profits, including the right of approval of all creative aspects of her films. It cost $1 million. That's cut off at the end. 40,000 million years of something, movie making for Adolf Zukor at Paramount Pictures. And so she
you
was
know how much money that was back
subject
then?
Of many Hollywood firsts other than for this kind of dollar deal.
$250,000 a picture, $10,000 a week, plus you got a piece of the picture. I mean, this was huge back then. I mean, this was, and then she was married to Douglas Fairbanks, and they had Pick Fair. And then they, with Charlie Chaplin, started, I think, United Artists.
Pickford starred in the first screenplay, The New York Hat, written and now famous playwright, along with Norma Constance Talmadge and her husband, Douglas Fairbanks. Mary was the, it's cut off at the end here, something Footprints in the Cement fronting Hollywood, probably the first Footprints in the Cement fronting Hollywood's Grameen's Chinese Theater. Have you been there?
I have.
It's just interesting because, you know, when you look at the current...
I put my hands down on John Wayne.
Yes, there you go. Those are the reasons that we go, you know, and that's how long it's been since.
It's been a long time. Okay. Are we finished with that part?
Well, there's probably a little bit more in here. I'll find out because it's cut off at the end, but it talked about what she sold her deal for, and I think we want to hear about that.
Okay, let's start with some national things here.
How about the speeding ticket?
No, not that one. It appears that, you know, when Obama made his decision to start pulling troops out, it was 10,000, and then by the end of this year, and then he's going to go after 20, then 30. There's been a lot of consternation. You know, you're starting to get the military leaders that are saying, wait, you know, that's not exactly what we had said, or it's not even close to what we had said. We're going to be leaving a vacuum here. You know, you get to talk to the troops on the ground. The troops are saying, well, you know, this is, you know, what are we... You know, how are we going to do this? What's the plan on this? And if there was, and we were talking about this last night, and we'll talk about a little bit where we were last night, but when we were talking about this last night, the question came up is what is the plan? You know, we go into Afghanistan, which is a tough country. We take out the Taliban almost immediately. We then get into Iraq, and you're going to, the world will go on a long time about Iraq. But then we kind of left left Afghanistan alone, and we came back into it after we pretty much cleaned up Iraq. Now, and President Obama was told, you know, was asked for more troops. The only way we're going to conduct this war and win it is if we have more troops on the ground. I think 60 or 70 days later of consternation and infighting within their own government, the White House announced that we would be putting over 60,000 troops in there. So the question is have they accomplished their mission that they were supposed to do? Yes, Osama bin Laden is dead. Al-Qaeda has been decimated, but is that the total reason we're there? When you start giving out specific dates and times which you're going to be pulling people out, it kind of lets the other side sit there and go, well, you know, do I really have to work with the Americans or the allies? Because if I just hang on another 3 or 4 or 5 months, then I don't have to deal with them. The other thing, too, is that it's so blatantly an election ploy that it's almost kind of somewhat ludicrous. However, when you get into it, it's American lives that are being used as a pawn here, one way or the other, on one side or the other. So what I'd like to see, I'd like them to say, okay, we've accomplished our mission, and he didn't say that, or we're going, you know, that we've guaranteed women's rights. Well, he hasn't said that either. And, you know, 10 years is a long time. 10 years is a long time. We're losing people there. In May, we lost 53 or 55 soldiers and airmen and Marines and sailors. But if we're going to pull out, what's the plan to that something takes its place, that we just don't leave a vacuum? And if you want to go back to something that's easy to kind of, you know, tie into, Charlie Wilson's War, the movie where we helped the Afghans push the Russians out big time, and then we walked away. And I would hate to see, after all this work and all these lives, that we're just going to walk away and lose this war and to let it go. I would like to be able to see from the White House a plan, or from his people, a plan that says how we're going to do this. I haven't seen one yet. I don't think anybody's seen one yet. We've got to take a break. This is Carl and DeBott, 7:22 in the morning, June the 24th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Are you lucky to get 6 hours of sleep? At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll get a better six with Sealy Posturepedic, designed to eliminate tossing and turning caused by pressure points. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery has better than big box stores prices on quality mattresses every day with none of their advertising gimmicks. As a locally owned independent mattress store, Crisson's carries the same products at a competitive and even lower prices than those so-called discount mattress stores. And we always have 12 months no interest OAC, free bed frame, or free local delivery and disposal of your old mattress. Crisson's Mattress Gallery in Reading carries a full line of Sealy Posture and Sealy Posturepedic mattresses and bedding, and our everyday low prices always beat the competition. So, can't get 8 hours of sleep? In the real world, we're lucky to get six. Get a better six. Sealy Posturepedic, designed to eliminate tossing and turning caused by pressure points. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, our business is your comfort. Come in and save. 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Stroop's Power Equipment in business more than 50 years. Now that's a proven record of excellence to provide you satisfaction for all your power equipment needs. From sales to service of chainsaws to ATVs, Honda, Steel, Husqvarna, Stroop's Power Equipment, all names you can trust. Stop by Stroop's today to start your experience and see what satisfaction really means. Stroop's Power Equipment, located at 2236 Cheering Creek Road, across from the post office.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for?
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and
Dave. Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 a.m., Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, good morning, KCNR 1460. It is
Free Fire Radio.
Carl and Linda Bott.
7:25 in the morning on June the 24th. And this portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite, 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number. Call BNT Satellite. They put in great dish. Satellite, call Doug Tooley, 244-1988, and they will take care of any problem you have with TV.
We should say we are. We are with you this morning,
we
do know that it's Friday. It's open line. Oh, my gosh, do we have so many things to talk about, so many things going on this weekend, but let's go to our first caller of the day. John, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Linda. You sound wide awake and vivacious this morning. I think you're looking forward to watching Carl Banks.
Oh,
tonight.
Yes, I am totally.
I hope we see you tonight, John.
I will be there, Carl. You can count on it. I'll be there to cheer you on.
I have not.
And to pick up Kathy.
Yeah. All right.
You know, I've only dropped her one time. You know,
okay, then.
We've only gone down hard once. And I tell you what, that was, you know, it was like, okay, let's just take that move out.
Yeah, pass on that one. Well, listen, guys, you know, you said let's be rowdy, and I'm going to be a little bit rowdy here, and it's not on a positive note. I'm a little negative about this, and I think I'd like to call for involvement of the Chat Pack and all the listeners of KCNR. We have a major negative situation going on with our city, and it is specifically our city attorney. He has made such bad judgments, and he has performed so badly both behind the scenes and in public and in the courtroom. He is just not doing the job, and he's getting paid a lot of money in a very tough time to be getting those funds. Now, what I'd like to do is I'd like to have City Council be aware that we, the citizens of Reading, are concerned about this and would like to see an official review of his performance and appropriate action taken. What that appropriate action is, I know in my mind what it should be, and I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to leave it out there. But everybody, if you can, reach out to your city council, call them, and say, hey, we're not happy about this. It needs to be corrected. We're paying way too much money for way too little value.
And you're talking about?
Pardon me?
And you're talking about?
I'm talking about Rick DuVernay needs to be fired. He needs to be...
City attorney.
He either needs to resign or he needs to be replaced.
Okay.
And you're saying this because of a number of things like the library?
The most embarrassing part of it was his performance in court in front of Judge Marlowe, turning his back on her, talking down to her, trying to intimidate the court. I mean, any other judge other than a very considerate Judge Marlowe would have found this man in contempt and put him in jail for at least a night. It was embarrassing. And there have been people who have made comments about this openly at City Council on Tuesday night. One gentleman got up with and showed a demonstration of what he did to the council by walking around away from the dais and turning his back on the council. And Missy called him up and said, you have to stand up to the mic and talk to us. He said, that's exactly my point. We have to be respectful to you, just like somebody should have been respectful to the judge and wasn't.
Yeah. Hey, we just got like 30 seconds left.
Okay,
here, John.
That's a good point.
That's a good point. Yeah.
We lost $200,000 from the city funds to represent the library policies that Mr. Duvernay wrote up. He cost the city directly $200,000. I have to say one more thing before we go, and that is...
Four, three...
Never mind. Go for it. I'll talk to you next time.
From the Fox Business Network, the U.S. economy growing slightly faster than expected during the first quarter. The final reading on GDP was revised higher to 1.9% for the first 3 months of the year. The small upward revision reflected stronger exports and more business spending on stockpiles, but growth is sharply lower from the end of last year when the economy grew at a rate of 3.1%. Orders for durable goods rising more than expected last month with an increase of 1.9%, excluding transportation. Though orders fell short of analysts' estimates, rising only 0.6% in May. And despite being on track to get additional bailout money, the Greek parliament still has to approve a $40 billion austerity package. The cuts are very unpopular among the Greek people, who have been protesting and striking for months. Without those cuts, Greece may not get the bailout and will almost certainly default on its debt. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
If you're thinking of investing your hard-earned money in the stock market, I have one word of advice for you. Stop! Wall Street lost over 45% of your money twice in the last decade, and they're about to do it again. An eye-opening free report reveals the secret Wall Street doesn't want you to know. How to grow your wealth safely every year and never lose a penny, even when the market crashes again. For a limited time, you can get this report free at bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
One, two, three, here we go.
Linda Fox on the spot. Linda Fox on the spot. Hey, yeah. Linda Fox on the spot. Linda Fox, hey, yeah, on the spot.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me on KCNR 1460 Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to talk about fashion and film, great music, lots of fun, great giveaways, and I want to thank my sponsors for making my show possible. That's the Mount Shasta Mall, Elegant Soul, and California Auto Repair and Smog. See you here Thursday night.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Vaught. 7:35 in the morning, June the 24th. It is going to be hot today, probably like 94, 75 already.
92. Sometimes when
you... Can you tell the difference?
Well, to a couple degrees. I don't know. That's what they're saying, 92, but it usually seems to get more, especially in the car. Mostly clear evening with lows of 62. Hey, by the way, tonight, I can't believe it's Friday, tonight up in Anselmo Vineyards, Rick Hill will be up there. So as you're looking for things to do, you know, you can stop by Tobacco and Brew and say hello to us and have a cocktail and a little dancing and then go up to Anselmo. So, you know, we're not competing for the same crowd,
no.
But they are going on same time.
Right. Okay, let's go back to John. Finish your thought, John, because we got Amy lined up right behind you.
You know what? And we need to talk to Amy because she's going to be gone real soon on that honeymoon. And
that's right.
Okay, the end of my rant. Our city council, Reading City Council, is required to swear an allegiance to uphold the U.S. Constitution, and that includes the First Amendment. Our city attorney counseled them to vote in a way that violated the First Amendment. Four of them took his advice and voted against the Constitution to implement laws restricting free speech. One of them didn't. I would think those four would be sufficiently upset with him enough to demand an evaluation and a replacement. I know I am, and I know a whole lot of other citizens in Reading are. So that's the end of my rant. Let's get Amy in there and give us a positive health tip and get off my negativity.
Well, you know, the thing about the negativity, though, is you got to take a look at this, is that we keep getting beat up in these things. And, you know, we rely, you know, everybody talks, oh, you have to rely on the staff, you have to rely on the staff. Okay, so you rely on the staff, and we get slapped down every time. And so it's kind of like, at least on the legal side here, and so it's kind of like, you know, somebody needs to take a look at this. You know, and even then, you know, now, and then we pay, we have then we pay to bring in the hired guns from someplace else. And then we lose that. So we're paying the hired guns and then lose the battle there. So, yeah, we're going to
start hiring from the higher 10% of the class, not the lower 10%.
The ones that have a law degree? Come on. All right. Hey, John, thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
You bet.
And I'll see you tonight.
You
all right.
Great.
6 bring, o'clock.
Bring your friends.
9 o'clock at Tobacco and Brew,
yeah.
Right?
That's
yeah.
Right. We'll be okay. There. Great. We got some great raffle prizes.
Yeah, really. There. It'll be a lot of fun.
See you.
It's going to be right. Probably the most happening as far as, you know, the cost to get in, donation of $5, 6 raffle tickets for $5. That means like one of those tickets, hopefully that you're holding, is going to, you can go to a table of goodies that are fantastic things and choose what you want. So, you know, truly, it's a $10 night.
There you go.
Unless you want to buy tons of raffle tickets.
And we're not against that.
Yeah.
Okay, Amy. Good morning.
Hey, that sounds like a great way to spend my night tonight.
I know.
I think you should. You know what? You should come over and whoop it up, and we'll pour champagne down your throat, and you can whoop it up and dance, and then the next morning go, oh.
You are the beautiful epitome of somebody who is completely dedicated. Here it is. You are getting married tomorrow, and it's not like you're getting in the car and running off to get married. You have a full-on... You know, bridesmaids and wedding, and there you were at work yesterday, and here you are this morning calling with your fitness tip. And I just, my hats are, both of us, we are just amazed at you, Amy Palko.
Amy, do you have tips for honeymoon fitness?
Well, I have some tips for beforehand, maybe.
You don't have honeymoon tips?
Yeah,
for
really
fitness?
Flexible. Yeah, even if you're working on flexibility.
Flexibility, knee pads. Did I say that?
Okay, I'm totally going red.
my so husband what, pushed
did
me
you
away.
Have, yeah, do you have something to say, Amy?
You know, speaking of being the major day tomorrow, so there's other brides out there, women who are getting ready to be brides one of these weekends of this beautiful wedding weather, summertime. You know, the important thing to remember is make sure you eat and take a little time for yourself in the morning. I'm actually going to get up early in the morning. our day starts tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I'm going to get up even before that, and I'm going to take a little walk, and I actually am going to bring my TRX, which is this neat little fitness tool. I would love to come and talk to you guys about it sometime. It was invented by a Navy SEAL, and it's a carry-on. I mean, you take it with you wherever you go. I can hook it into the door at the hotel room that I'm going to stay at, get a total body workout in, and take a little time for myself before the big day starts. And then I'm just going to make sure I pack some snacks, light snacks. On days of, like, your wedding, you want to stay away from anything that's going to be carbonated. You don't want any bubblies in that belly.
I know.
You want to make sure you're drinking lots of
water. Amy, did I hear you say you're going to take the TRX with you on your honeymoon so you can start the day with a full-body workout?
Actually, I'm starting tomorrow, the wedding day, that way. I'm going to take it to the hotel room tonight.
And plus, finished with it, you can tie up somebody with it, too. It's very flexible.
So, yeah, and I actually will be taking it to on the honeymoon as well. See if I can find some trees to tie it to and just have some fun in Tahoe and get some good workouts.
You know, Amy, we like you so much. You know, you are so dedicated. And, you know, just the fact that we just want to congratulate you in front of all of our listeners. And, you know, people that listen, you know, say she always seems happy and upbeat. And, you know, that's just the way you are. We've never seen you when you weren't. And our greatest, our most sincere congratulations and best wishes go for you and your fiance. We're going to be there tomorrow. Linda said I have to wear shoes. I mean, I'm going to be there.
We get to
stand over work.
Exactly. We get to see you walk down the aisle.
So
absolutely. I'm so excited about it. You know, if we can be half as happy as you guys are, then we will be a success.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Amy, thank you so much. You know, thank you for everything you do. And, you know, you didn't get all the hints out, but you know what? Everybody knows.
Well, the TRX, people need to know what that is anyway.
And we'll bring you on one day and we'll talk about that. It's a great workout. It's a great workout tool. And anybody can have it in their house.
We used it the other day.
Yeah, it did.
Hung off of it.
Right. At the gym. Okay, Amy.
Right, at the gym.
Amy, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, guys.
All right,
so,
Amy.
So if you want to come by and dance and whoop it up tonight, we'll be down at Tobacco and Brew.
Tobacco and Brew, we'll see you then.
Okay. All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
You know what? What a nice lady. Adams from Speak Performance. You know, the whole group down there is great. You know, somebody walked in the other day when we were at the Country Kitchen and dropped off a donation for Dance with the Stars or the Women's Refuge, and lost 21 pounds on that program and looked great.
Yeah, she was all smiling. And it was unsolicitous for us. She just walks in. I'm so happy. I just got to working out. Hey, by the way, speaking of Adams and Speak Performance, they donated a skinny jean camp.
Oh, okay, an entire camp then.
A camp.
Okay.
So that's a segment, a series of stuff that, of course, tonight when you come and you buy your raffle tickets, that could be the thing that you grab. Before somebody else, it's going to be who gets first to what at the table. I think that's how we're going to do it. So anyway, we're going to take a break.
We're going to be very democratic. Going to take a break. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460 at 7:42 in the morning, June the 24th. It's 75 degrees already, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Satisfied, I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
The Law Office of Patrick Beasley offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years to come. It must be done right. Pat Beasley and his team are ready to help. Confident, efficient representation from the Law Office of Patrick Beasley. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins.
Reminding you that June is Scary Story Month at New Radio Theater.
Listen to new horror stories the way they did it in the old days and let your imagination run wild.
It's much scarier that way.
Sundays at 4 p.m. on KCNR.
Brought to you by Kent's Meats and Groceries and Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance. Get your marshmallows and your sleeping bags.
And join us on the web at newradiotheater.com.
If you did.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460,
530-605-4567. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bodd, good morning. 7:46 in the morning on June the 24th, 75 degrees. It's hot.
All right, you guys. You know. Yeah. You know exactly.
Who you are.
Nine states have banned red light cameras. Okay, I love this. I have to share this with you because it's about something that we can get off our bums and make happen. Some other people have. And Arkansas, Maine, Mississippi, Montana, Nevada, New Jersey, New Hampshire, West Virginia, and Wisconsin, according to a national conference of state legislators, Arizona did not renew its speed enforcement camera program last year. Several other states have passed laws limiting the use of camera enforcement. Okay, so the beginning of this article seems that out of Olympia, Washington, Josh Sutton isn't old enough to vote and only got his driver's license last month. But he is already among the leaders in a growing national backlash against cameras that issue traffic tickets. The 17-year-old has worked for most of this year, frequently on school nights, pushing an initiative to ban Longview's new red light and speed cameras. He's now in the final stages of a signature collection effort that has him fighting city council and asking fellow citizens to join his crusade. And then he goes on to say that these cameras are really just another big government attack on our rights. It's just taxation through citation. Now, it seems that he had gone to his dad and asked his dad, would you help me collect signatures and help to create this ban? And his dad said, no, I don't have enough time. Well, the kid's taken this on himself and has stood hours in the rain, whatever, outside of stores trying to get signatures. Officials in Los Angeles, where a single ticket can cost hundreds of dollars, geez, I wonder if it's the same as in Reading, move this week to end a camera program there. Opponents question whether the cameras actually improve safety, noting that many citations are issued to drivers who simply don't fully stop as they take free right turns at red lights.
You're not going to let this one go, are you?
They also believe governments are largely using the cameras as revenue source. So, I just want to have a couple more things. Washington's activists hope to repeat the local success that state initiative guru Tim Iman had in his hometown of Mukatilio last year. A group of, A group of Bellingham turned in nearly 7,000 signatures in a week. This is why activism is important. and a movement in Redmond is still collecting. Some city leaders are fighting to save the programs. On Tuesday night, Monroe officials moved to block an initiative from the ballot after promoters got enough signatures validated. So some of them, through the process, have dropped the cameras.
Yeah, but, you know, if you look at it, Chief Hansen was on. And I've talked to this, you know, I've talked to other law enforcement that it's you know, stopped the, it's lowered the accidents by 25%. I think the big problem that people have and that I have with it is the cost of these things. You know, my daughter ran through two of them, the same light, one way, one the other. I asked her how that could happen. Anyway,
it cost her
$78.
Oh.
It did. It cost her $78 for the first light, I think $125 for the second. But see, that's the thing, is what we've done to ourselves here in the state of California is that we have proceeded just to flog ourselves by voting, oh yeah, let's bump the cost up. And there is no leeway in the fact, okay, you went through a red light. Not that you made a right turn or that you blew through a light, you know, maybe causing, you know, practically causing an accident. It was just the fact that you violated that law. And what they're doing, as has been pointed out, they want to change your behavior. Now, they may modify your behavior, but they're not going to probably change your behavior. You modify your behavior when you get up to and you see it's a photo light. Oops, my behavior here at this light is modified. It doesn't mean that the next light, when it's, you know, it's not a photo light, that I'm not going to push through it. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a break here in a minute. When we come back, let's get back into some things like what happened, you know, when we're talking to some people. We had a dinner last night with Dr. Frank Luntz and a bunch of really nice people. We want to talk about, you know, kids going to college. We want to talk about the university, you know, just talk a little bit about that. We want to talk about, you know, that Shasta College has got such a great reputation.
What's wrong with going to a JC first before you go to the big bucks into the university? We had a great conversation about it last night.
And just how tough it is and how there's, you know, there's companies out there that will come in and help parents and their children. Put them on a path on how to get into a university. We're going to talk a bit about that. And next hour, again, wide open. We're going to be talking about a number of different things. We're stacked up with stuff. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 9th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $140 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and play in the $10,000 guarantee High Stakes Bounty Tournament, Saturday, July 9th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This High Stakes Bounty Tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast, so reserve your seat today at the River Club, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Late registration available for the first three rounds. Prize pool based on participants. Stay in comfort at the Hilton Garden Inn. Call 1-800-HILTONS for a discounted rate. Book by July 1st. It's better on the river.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding is family owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our June special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special for the month of June only. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles biased.
Psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727. Get away.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:55 on June the 24th. Yeah, I know.
Bob, there wasn't enough of that. I always like to hear more pump music.
You start talking, I kill the music.
Yeah. No, not all the time. No, you know what? That is absolutely not true. That is absolutely not true, and you know it, Bob. Sometimes you let the bump music go on for 33 minutes sometimes.
And sometimes you get confused.
Yeah,
sometimes I get confused.
And sometimes when you're talking and I know that I'm ready to start to break out in song, I just have to stop.
That's right. Okay.
Because the Colonel's talking.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have put together a great operation there, Espresso Joe's. They have the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They sell all types of coffee-making equipment. They'll show you how to make the perfect cup of coffee. Now the weather's getting hot, and they've got icy drinks and smoothies, things that you're really going to like. And they also do so much for our community. As you know, we're having that fundraiser tonight.
Come by.
6 to 9 p.m. down there at Tobacco and Brew. Plenty of place to park in the back. So just come on in and join us and have a good time. And let's raise money for a great cause. Now,
Shasta Women's Refuge.
That's right. Now, we were having dinner last night, and we had our on the interview on Tuesday was Dr. Frank Luntz. This guy is an entrepreneur. He's a pollster. He's really in statistics. He believes so much into that, the emotions and how emotions play into people's decisions.
Interesting.
And he's an interesting man. We had an opportunity to talk to him for about an hour.
I mean, the people that the corporations, the companies
that hire him.
That hire him for statistics, but he said he's always
also for entrepreneurial assistance and how to in their organizations how to take them to the next level.
Exactly, and this is his second book, and it was just really interesting to hear what motivated him to write his book, and it's just kind of a guy that. You can tell he was one of those guys in school that just crunched information in his brain and in every part of his being, and he was born to be exactly what he does.
He travels 300 days a year. After he's given a speech down, of course, at the Holiday Inn. After that, he's got three more speeches today. And some more down in Southern California, and then over in Utah and Arizona. And starting on, like I think he said, July 9th, from July 9th to the end of July, he is traveling every day, going someplace. And the different groups that bring him in to talk about exceptionalism and having the opportunity to talk to him about education was absolutely almost kind of scary. He said, "We've lost a generation. We're 20 years behind right now because of where we've let the education slip to that we are." And the biggest thing is the eighth graders that can't read to that level. And once they can't read, they are not going to catch up. And so we're graduating people that have the inability to keep up with, today's progress. And we talked about technology, how, certain car makers, they're having to go back and invest a lot of money into training their people on how to use the equipment, be able to tell the customer correctly how to use the equipment on the car, because they don't know. And so this whole thing is it's all interrelated. Education, how we do business, how we sell, How do you market things? It's just, you know, what are the phrases you can use? Legacy. It was quite interesting. We'll probably get some more.
And he's still in Reading today, and you don't want to miss that. Really, it's going to be a spectacular a book signing. He'll be at the Holiday Inn. When we come back from the break, I'll have more specifics about exactly what the ticket prices are and the time. I know we're running a commercial on it. I just don't have it in front of me right now at this time. But, you know, he is a very fascinating man. We're very fortunate. Jim Nielsen and some of the...
Jim Nielsen brought him in.
Brought him in, and we were really, it was a spectacular night. We still want to come back and talk a little bit about education and some of the information that we got at the tables with people that we've never met before. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. What's the price tag on Libya?
The cost has been over $700 million to the American taxpayer.
So Congressman Alan Nunnally, a Republican, and others want to stop funding U.S. military involvement in a power struggle with the president. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
Florida Democrat Alcee Hastings said if he had his way, the U.S. would not send forces to Libya, but...
We have a responsibility to our allies.
Hastings lobbying for a resolution authorizing a limited U.S. role in Libya for no more than a year, but a growing group of lawmakers, including New York Democrat Gerald Nadler, want to send a stronger message.
The president is becoming an absolute monarch in this situation, and we must put a stop to that right now.
A rival bill would cut off funding to U.S. operations in Libya. It's a bill not expected to gain much traction in the Senate, Dave.
Jared, it's happened again in Syria. Protests and death. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
Dave, we've got 7 people reported dead, including one child. Security forces opening fire on anti-regime protests in Damascus and elsewhere, activists say. This on a day the European Union slapped sanctions on 4 bodies that handle cash for Syria's regime.
With its actions, the Syrian regime is calling its own legitimacy in question.
European Union President Herman Van Rompuy. Sanctions too on 3 Iranian paramilitary commanders suspected of aiding Syria's government in the crackdown, Dave.
Alistair, it's not easy packing up and leaving a home that'll soon be underwater.
Shorts and underwear and sandals, tennis shoes.
They're in Minot, North Dakota, where thousands of homes and businesses could flood. Rising rivers also too much for the town of Burlington. Captured in California Wednesday, in court yesterday. Back in Boston this afternoon, Whitey Bulger headed across the country after the mob boss spent 16 years on the run. Bulger facing numerous charges, implicated in 19 murders. On Wall Street, another day of selling, the Dow down 92. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
He started in newspaper work, the Kansas City Star, but things quickly turned sour and he was fired. Fired? Why? Because his boss said he lacked creativity. Well, the man fired that day was none other than Walt Disney, Mr. Creativity himself. And here's another irony. Years later, the company that Disney founded and built on that creativity of his actually bought the Kansas City Star. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Walt Disney soon learned that losing a job is not a dead end. Far from it. The door that shuts in your face one day may be the very door that later swings open to new opportunity in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
President Obama in Pittsburgh at Carnegie Mellon. He toured a robotics engineering center.
That's why I ran for president.
Now making a speech.
Not just to get us back to where we were.
Talking about the economy, talking about manufacturing. The president had 3 fundraisers in New York City last night, and he also commented on the big issue in New York, gay marriage.
The president had a chance to endorse gay marriage at a fundraiser last night for gay and lesbian donors in New York City. But he did not.
I believe that gay couples deserve the same legal rights as every other couple in this country.
Meanwhile, the New York Senate, still undecided on legalizing same-sex unions, expected to take up the issue again today. But some religious groups are worried they could be subjected to discrimination lawsuits, and pastors fear they could be charged with hate crimes unless protections are included in a gay marriage law. In New York, Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
Casey Anthony's mom back on the witness stand today at her daughter's murder trial in Orlando. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live outside the courthouse.
Dave, Cindy Anthony is identifying photos of the family pool and how the pool ladder could be in a position for little Kaylee to get in by herself. She even says she found the ladder left deployed once, even though they usually kept it stowed.
Yes, so much that I called George at work to see if he had left the pool ladder up.
Well, the defense claims little Kaylee loved to swim and drowned accidentally in the family pool. It's a different story from the prosecution, who says Casey Anthony murdered the girl, Dave.
Evan, firefighters are making more progress battling those giant wildfires in Arizona, but the damage is done for more than 100 homeowners.
I wish I could have taken a few more things, and I had the chance. I didn't think it was necessary.
Her home was burned down in the Monument Fire. Meanwhile, forest managers are telling people in mountainous areas to watch out for flooding because summer storms will likely create severe runoff after the fires. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Radio and Carl on the Bot. Good morning, 8:05 in the morning on June the 24th. This is the last Friday in June.
That's right.
Next funny. Friday, July 1st, we are going for it. And you know what? We've had this week, it's been the first day of summer, and it was like 105 degrees. It's right now 78 degrees.
You're kidding. I just, it happened, you know, it's climbing fast because I wrote down 73 just not too long ago. Oh, anyway, so you need to snooze, open your eyes, and go see how it's. Okay, we're going to just get up to 92 today, though. Hopefully, we're not going to make those triple digits. 92, and tonight we have about 62, mostly clear night. Saturday looks like another fabulous day with temperature remaining about the same with a high of 92 and a mostly clear night of low 62. And the weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Now, before we went into the weather, somebody had passed me a special weather statement saying that Shasta Lake area, Northern Shasta County, Bernie. Well, why don't you just tell us, Bob, because this is your expertise.
There's still a lot of snow up in the higher elevations. In fact, a few days ago, Bali still was showing a few traces, and higher temperatures are causing all that snow to run off. This makes the streams very fast and cold, and of course, the upper layer of the lake is extremely cold. Now, it may be warm for a couple of feet, but you dive down below that thermocline, you're going to have like a 20, 30-degree differential, and in some cases that will stop you cold, literally. And that's a lot of drowning.
Stop
happening.
Probably not a time to go.
Your heart will probably slow down.
And interesting thing that I learned about the other day, most drowning victims do not show the Hollywood signs of drowning. It's a very quiet process, and that's how a lot of children tragically die. When mom's standing just a couple of feet away, we wonder how in the world can that happen. Often a person who is drowning will not have their mouth open. They may be moving their arms slowly up and down, and their mouth is open, but they can't take the time to breathe, and they just gradually slide under. And it's a very fast process, but it's a quiet process. It leads to tragedy.
We had shallow water blackout when we're doing diving. And shallow water blackout is that you go down, like if you're snorkeling, and you hold your breath. And you can force your body beyond what you think that your body can do. I mean, you can just swallow a little bit of water, and you can train yourself to go beyond. And what happens then is you're heading on back to the surface, everything's gone, all the air, that your air reserve, everything in your lungs is gone, and people pass out. We used to call it, shallow water blackout, and people would drown from that. They were very accomplished swimmers and snorkelers. Okay, let's get back to Dr. Frank Luntz just for a minute. And last night, his breakfast is going on as we speak. In fact, he's probably already started today. And the background behind the whole thing was when we were asking questions, when it got down to education, it got down to legacy. When you start asking a man whose whole job is taking polls and seeing, how people feel, that unless the Republican Party puts together something that the chance for Obama to have another 4 years is good. And that there are people out there that could give him a run for his money.
That the Republican Party is so far to the right, rather than really seriously, that some of the people that are so far to the right, or did he say what was great about Ronald Reagan was that Ronald Reagan was the epitome of being somebody who could bring everybody together.
Absolutely.
Republican and Democrat alike.
And that Reagan had, when he gave a speech, remember when he said 80% of Reagan's speeches were positive, 20% were negative. In other words, this is what's wrong with my opponent, and then this is what I'm going to do to fix it. This is what we can do to make this better. He says today's speeches on the Republican side are 20% or even 50 or 25% positive and 75% negative. They keep going. He says that is not the way to win. He says they're, you know, that, and as Linda said, some people think that they're pandering, you know, they're pandering too hard to the right instead of going right for the middle. And I believe that you need the middle. You need us. You know, you need the independents and the middle of that. That the left and the right are never going to change. He also talked about the people that he found that knew more about the Constitution and were more knowledgeable than any other group of people was the Tea Party. He says, you want to know about the Constitution, they study it. And he says,
well informed.
He says, you know, their signs when they first started, he said, were abominable. He said this, some of that. He says, but if you just look at people that are knowledgeable and well informed, they come out of the Tea Party groups. He says, but they've been so vilified, and then, you know, you want to tie candidates to that, even though that, you know, that the people, the vast majority of the people in the Tea Party, and this is according to Cons, are middle of the road conservative and not that far to the side. So it was an interesting evening last night, you know, listening to a man whose insights come from traveling literally all over the world, hundreds of times, a year, that he's got enough mileage to take him to the moon and back because how much he flies, and that he finally has to take a day off, or it takes 3 to 4 days off because he literally can't walk at that point anymore. And he's not an old guy. He's probably in his, what, his 40s?
The book is called Win.
Yeah.
And there's words that can help you to know what that means inside this book and cases that are cited. And so, anyways, a fascinating evening. And, again, we wanted to talk about, you know, just it's what's cool about going to an evening like this is that we were sat at a table where we didn't know anybody. So, which was really cool. So you get to know your table and conversation that was happening. And one of them, which was a couple that are sending their daughter off to college. Another one whose daughter's about ready to go to college. And somebody who is actually on the board of a college. And we were talking about how structuring of the college grades today have been so different. And that forget about 3.5. Now we're up to 5.0. And what constitutes a 5.0? And how long does it take you when you go to a university? Like, say, you know, a family gets together and it's what it is to go to USC or UCLA or in any of your major universities. It's not just 4 years today. It's literally.
It was 6.5 for USC to graduate.
To graduate where you got your classes, because a lot of times you can't get into classes and so you have to wait. And
more money.
Then we were talking about that a couple cases were cited last night about some of the students or somebody that they knew within their own family structure couldn't get into some of the classes that were prerequisites in order for them to get their degree, so they had to go to a JC. When they went to the JC to take that particular course, they said, heck, if I would have known the education was that good at the JC. So we were talking last night about how junior college is a great way to prepare kids before you go to the big guns.
Yeah, and especially if you're not sure, you know, if you're not sure about what you want to do. Hey, we got to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Walt McMichaels and the REU suit. He has offered a way out. I don't know if everybody's going to like this, but we're going to be talking about that. And the other thing, too, is how do you let loose one employee to hire another employee that's been accused of embezzlement and grand theft? And it's in our school system. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 9th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $140 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and play in the $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament Saturday, July 9th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This high-stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast, so reserve your seat today at the River Club, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at windrivercasino.com. Late registration available for the first three rounds. Prize pool based on participants. Stay in comfort at the Hilton Garden Inn. Call 1-800-HILTONS for a discounted rate. Book by July 1st. It's better on the river.
This is Carl Lindabot. Join us June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew as we put on a fundraiser for the Shasta Women's Refuge. That's right, a fundraiser and Dancing with the Stars preview.
You're going to be able to see Carl dancing with his partner, Kathy Babcock, with a preview of what they're going to be performing on July 9th. Now, don't be confused. The fundraiser is June 24th at Tobacco and Brew, home of Espresso Joe's.
And one of the greatest walk-in humidors in the North State. Joe and Shelly know how to put on a party, and they know how to support our town.
$5 cover.
And that's for champagne, hors d'oeuvres, and just being able to watch me trip the light fantastic. So come on down June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew and watch a preview of Dancing with the Stars, and let's raise some money for a good cause.
We'll see you then.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR. Chat Packers. Love it. 1460. On your dial. Always make sure it's there because we love you guys and we love it when you love us. 8:17 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Leia. The reason I said Leia is because all I can think about is my glasses are ready. And I am, yes, it's official. The ones that go, you know, with the lenses that, what are they called?
The graduated.
The graduated lenses. So it'll be a week for me to try to look over to see just normal, which isn't normal anymore, and then go down to the reader. So I won't be taking them off and on. I'm really looking forward to it. It's a little scary. It's almost like wearing a brace.
Does this mean then those will be your glasses? So every other
pair
that are around the house, can I hold then instead of having to wander around the house and look find all 15 pairs in your
purse? Been horrible. I throw my stuff at the bottom of the purse, and you know, they're dollar glasses, and so you know. Anyway, I promise not to sick my rhinestone glasses on you. And then anyway, it's Advantage Eye Care. I'm really looking forward to picking up the glasses, and they did the whole thing there. You know, they just have the latest in designs and an on-site lab, and they worked with us beautifully. And if you're looking to try to get your eyes really checked out and see what's going on with them, check it out, Dr. Leia, and that is on Hartnell Avenue, right past Victor there.
Okay. You know, before we get into a couple of these other things, this fundraiser is planned for California Highway Patrolman Jack Polin. He's going to be going through a series of chemotherapy and such for colon cancer. And they're having a fundraiser for him. And it's going to be dinners from 3 to 6 p.m. Saturday, and having a raffle. It's going to be at the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection Fire Station on Highway 299 in Bella Vista. And tickets are $10 for a dinner or either tri-tip or chicken, et cetera, et cetera. I just want to let people know about it. He's worked out of Shingletown for the past 8 years. And so a fundraiser for one of our highway patrolmen. Okay, one of the things that's happened is happened the other day was the, if you remember, a woman by the name of Winnell Stoltz, whose husband was the head of the school board there over at Sycamore. She was a librarian accused of embezzlement and grand theft from the school. I think it was $13,500 worth of cash and stuff. So she was let go. There was an investigation that cost, I think it was like $75,000 to $100,000, which found, you know, from somebody out of the area that did it instead of somebody from in the area, that found that there had a number of problems. The school board is bringing her back, and they have let loose another employee who has never been in trouble. So when they terminated her to bring back in Stoltz. Now, this is part of the union, I think, bylaws. Now, does the union like it? No. The president, in fact, of the California School Employees Union was really dismayed about it and said, you know, this is naive. This is naive to do something like that. Now, there's the innocent until proven guilty part, and that's what they're hanging on. Now, I'm just wondering, does it have anything to do with retirement points? Is there going to be anything like is retirement involved in this? The fact that the president of the school board, her husband, who resigned under this, but it's bringing it back at a time when there's a lot of people that are already having some problems with some of the things that are going on with our schools, and then to have something like this happen, bringing her back on. Now, again, innocent until proven guilty, and it conforms to the union, even though the union finds this somewhat dismaying. Okay, let's go to the phones. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
This is Kim.
Hi. Yes, Kim Chamberlain, one of our favorite people. How are you?
Thank you. I called to just ask for your help to spread the word. Tomorrow is a Korean War Veterans annual luncheon, and also the commemorating Korean War 61 years.
Now, where is that going to be held?
That's going to be held at the Anderson VFW at 12 o'clock.
Okay, we have been to this event before, and it's absolutely fascinating. It's great to hear the speakers, to taste the food.
The food is outstanding.
And you have people that show up in real Korean costumes, including yourself.
Well, just, as years pass and more our veterans have passed away, and it's more than ever, it's a precious times. And we would like the Korean community come together to honor our Korean War veterans and their family with the one day just to tell them how much we appreciate them and thanking them.
Okay, so what time does it start?
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock at Anderson VFW, right off 273. Is there a cost for this?
No, it's no cost. It's all the luncheon and just get together.
Well, that sounds great. You know, this is, you know, y'all do such great things, Kim, and you're always so strong for the veterans.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You have a lovely weekend, and we encourage everyone to head out there tomorrow for your event, the Korean event.
Love to see you guys there, too.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Kim. Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Creason's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue, locally owned and operated since 1994, is your complete sleep headquarters. Steve and his family invite you to shop their huge inventory for all your sleep comfort needs. Whatever your comfort, Creason's carries a full inventory of Natura, NextGel, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish Sleep System, and the therapeutic lines. Forever change the way you sleep starting tonight. At Creason's Mattress Gallery, you'll find queen sets starting at $299.95, all the way up to the most luxurious sleep lines giving you unbelievable sleep comfort for years to come, plus free local delivery and setup with the purchase of your premium mattress sets. Unlike the big box stores, Creason's knowledgeable staff are trained to help you make the right decision for your particular sleep needs, and in most cases, when you purchase your new Creason's mattress today, you could be sleeping better tonight. Shop Creason's Mattress Gallery for your next sleep system and enjoy Creason's 30-night sleep guarantee. Ask Steve for the details at Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Your complete sleep comfort store.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, the Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, KCNR 1460 on your dial this morning. It's 8:27 on this beautiful 24th. Gosh, can you believe it's Friday, 24th of June? Next week, and we're really looking forward to it. It's my dad's 80th birthday coming up. He was born July 5th, but we're celebrating. So I've got uncles coming in. I've got his cousin coming in from Colorado, and my good friend Karen from Camellia Costumes. She works at Wonderland Signs, so they cross do a lot of things for us. But one of her things is she has been working a couple months now on my dad's life.
And boy, I'll tell you what, it's going to be about 40 minutes long, and I don't think there's going to be a dry eye. The uncles are going to get to see it, my brother. It's really taking a lot of those pictures and photoshopping them and making them wonderful. So, you know, there's just really something about bringing the family together for that. So we're really looking forward to that. Also wanted to remind you, a couple things going on in town. I just got this news release that, hey, Jazz Under the Bridge is back. That's right. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce and Results Radio bring you Jazz Under the Bridge business hours after Friday, June 24th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Sundial Bridge Amphitheater. They're going to join us for a jazz band entertained by Cleve the Trio. And you're going to have appetizers from Cheesecakes Unlimited, Leatherby's Family Creamy, and the Creamery and Finare Sausage. Tickets are $15, and that's going to get you entertainment, food, and two drinks. It's going to be a lot of fun. So the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is a 1,000-member business, and that's going to be really fun. That's actually tonight. So we've got a lot of stuff going on tonight, but of course we want you to come by and see us at Tobacco and Brew from 6 to 9, $5. Get you in the door, and there are then hors d'oeuvres, and food is free after that. So it's really a great deal. And of course, we've got our raffle tickets. And Carl, you've been flying out with the raffle gun tickets. A lot of people kind of wanted to know what the model was, and I couldn't tell them what the model was.
That's a Remington Game Master autoloader. Hey, I'd like to thank Ducks Unlimited. They went out and bought 20 tickets, and AmVets, the American veterans, have taken 32 tickets. Can't say how much we appreciate that, because it's going all to a good cause. You know, there's everything. Every penny is going back to the Women's Refuge. There's no hidden cost here with us.
And that's the whole deal, that all of the contestants each do fundraisers. So when you say, well, isn't there, one of the girls that's dancing has did a spaghetti dinner, and then you'll have Jake Easy will do another fundraiser. And then at the end, each one of the contestants who raises funds, let's see, each dollar is a vote. We're going to be right back after these messages. This is Carl and Linda Vaught on KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Looking to be heard by the White House when it comes to America's role in the NATO mission in Libya. House Republicans have called for two votes today.
Florida Republican Tom Rooney offering a bill that would cut funding to the Libya mission, though even if it gets approval in the House, it's unlikely to win in the Senate. Members of Congress have another option, a resolution authorizing the Libya intervention. That is not expected to earn much support.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern in Washington. President Obama reinforces his goal to fix what caused America's job slump.
We still have to confront those underlying problems. They weren't caused overnight, and we won't solve them overnight, but we will solve them.
The president in Pittsburgh at Carnegie Mellon University, one of the engineering schools now partnered through the government to spur manufacturing with corporations like Dow Chemical. Fox News. We report. You decide.
You want the best for your parents. After all, they've always been there for you. Now, as you consider living options, don't settle for anything less than the best. Shasta Estates is Reading's premier independent retirement living community, offering a lifestyle unlike any other. They help seniors flourish with three delicious chef-prepared meals daily, and the safety and security of live-in managers available day and night, plus a robust social calendar with a variety of enriching activities and so much more. Plus, these amenities and all utilities, except phone, are covered in one convenient month-to-month rent with no buy-in fees. Shasta Estates has a combined management team of over 25 years' experience. Visit Shasta Estates today for a complimentary tour and meal, located at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard. Call Shasta Estates at 243-3014 or visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is offering incredible summer incentives, starting with a 5-year rent freeze. So hurry and call today. That's Shasta Estates at 243-3014. See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance? No problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free-form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leah has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. It's open line Friday. It's what you want to talk about. We're just moving through from spot to spot. It's 8:33 in the morning, 78 degrees. It's not going to be too hot today, like 92. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, who donated 3 haircuts. That's right, for tonight, for the and as raffle items, so that you can find out what it's like to sit in a chair at Man's Last Stronghold.
Are they coming out tonight, I hope?
I don't know if they're going to be able to or not, but let's hope so. I think that they're planning on it. But anyway, but you can also have those as one of the raffle items. Great haircuts there. They give discounts to veterans. And they also contribute to this community.
They're really cool
in
guys.
So many ways. Yeah, they are. So that's Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. We've talked about the deal. The REU lawsuit. There's two big things coming up, my friends. One, this REU lawsuit. If they win it, and when I say they, Walt McNeil, who is representing the REU ratepayers in this group, if they win, $6.5 million, well, anywhere from $5.9 to $6.5 million, is going to be taken out of the general fund that comes from REU. They were putting it in there due to the pilot known as the Payment in Lieu of Taxes. That's pilot program. And so what they're saying is this is unfair. This is a tax, and it needs to be voted on by the citizens of Reading. If they do stop this, if they do stop the money going in there, that's an equivalent of something like 15 police officers and 14 firefighters if that money is not available. Now, so what's that do? According to the offer, or the deal offered up by McNeil and the people, is that they're going to drop the suit if the city puts the matter before voters before the September ends. And they're going to, I don't know about paying, legal costs and all that. That's, blah, blah, blah. But that's going to, what it means is that if the city agrees to it, when we're going to have a special election in September, that says, do we want this money, this $5.9 million or $6 million, whatever it is, to go to, keep going into the general fund, or do we want to have it go back to the rate payers? And I think the difference, I think it's something like $5 a month that it comes out. Depending, I think, on a $100 bill, it comes out to $5 a month. This is a big thing going on right now, and it's going to be really interesting to find out what the city's going to do. Is the city going to roll on this? Do they think that they've got a chance of winning? And are they going to fight this thing out? And if they fight it out, then it's more law, it's more cost, of course, legal cost. And if they lose, at what point does the money stop? And so this is huge. 5.9, 15 police, 14 firefighters. Could mean that's what that much money could mean. Now, going on to the next one, the temporary tax hike, this one for 2 years, that the vehicle licensing fee and the statewide sales and use tax is scheduled to drop one. Okay, the statewide sales and use tax is scheduled to drop 1% beginning July 1st. That's going to put the rate in Shasta County to about 7.25%. I don't know how much that's going to be. That's going to be a big impact on people, but that's getting ready to a stop. And then less money goes into the coffers. Now, we're going to get 1 cent out of anything or a percentage out of anything that gets collected anyway. But still, is it going to encourage people to go out and buy more? I'm not sure. The other thing, too, is that the vehicle licensing fee, that could be huge. If that ends, then we're talking about $1 million coming out of budgets, out of the budget of our sheriff and police and the probation department. According to Jim Nielsen last night, that it looks like they're fighting the part where they're going to be turning prisoners loose starting July 1st. They're fighting that battle so that doesn't happen. And again, it wouldn't be like 30,000 prisoners dropped on us in 1 month. It would go over a couple of different, you know, it would go out a number of different ways. So, okay. Wanted to catch up on those, wanted to catch up on the tax things, wanted to catch up on the REU lawsuit and what's going on with that. There's another proposed lawsuit, but it never got that far. And this is kind of what John was talking about before. Tim Pappas, who is one who has brought the, was one of the ones engaged in that lawsuit with the library, which was, they won quickly, about freedom of speech, has, wrote a letter to the city of Shasta Lake on the new rules that they were talking about, saying this was somewhat unconstitutional, too. The city of Shasta Lake backed off from the new an order they were going to adopt, and then they're taking another look at it, which is probably was the right thing to do. It's to tell people and to try to quantify, for people to be nice to each other and to do your homework. I mean, those are things that should be done anyway for members of the city government and staff and such. So try to codify that. Could be difficult, and the way they're doing it could take away the right of people to express themselves. So that's something that just happened. We're going to have Tim on next week. We're going to talk about the library. We're going to talk about the city of Shasta Lake. We're going to talk about also a couple of other little legal matters that he's into. He's a constitutional lawyer. He's a public defender. He's going to come on to talk about those.
Hey, and coming up after the break, I dug into my stash because I can't go a week without giving away some free tickets. So I've got some tickets. It kind of goes out a little bit. So, as we start to try to plan out our year, there's some really cool things coming up. So two different kinds of tickets I'm going to be giving away right after these messages. We love you guys in the chat pack room. We know some of you are having to take off because it's hot and you're going to be doing your chores. But be listening on the radio. Do pull over with your cell phones. And, you don't want to miss out. But I'm not going to give it away until after these messages. We'll be right back.
Sugar, oh, honey, honey.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Homeland is coming to the Cascade Theater June 30th and July 1st. America's sweet land of liberty, where its residents dare to dream the dream and to pay the price and share the cost of living in the homeland. Over 130 North State musicians are coming together to perform this heart-stirring patriotic musical. You heard about it last year and you don't want to miss it this year. A portion of this year's ticket sales will benefit the Shasta County Veterans Art Project. Call the Cascade Theater for tickets, 243-8877.
Living in the homeland.
Come and enjoy a great evening of music.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to get for?
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 a.m. Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing a weekday?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bob. Good morning. 8:43 in the morning on June the 24th, 78 degrees, may even be hotter than that. Now this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Call Doug Tooley at 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number. It's not a local number. 244-1988, and you'll get local service, great local service for Dish. He'll take care of your surround sound, take care of all of that, guarantees his work. He's a veteran, and he pays a lot of attention to what's going on in the community, and he helps. He gives back to the community, something that 800 number will never, ever do. You're giving away. In fact, talking about giving back, you're giving things.
Well, Ann is going to be accepting your phone calls. So two things. Okay, so she knows that you need to just be patient, because she'll say, do you want some, please hold, you know, because we've got two lines here. So we were given this stash of tickets some time back, and I thought, I keep looking at the date going, God, it's September. But if you're looking at your calendar in advance and you're thinking, gosh, I really want to go that weekend, these tickets are for either September 24th or September 25th, and this is for the air show. That's right. These are $16 tickets for the air show, the 2011 Exchange Club of Reading Air Show. And it should be a spectacular event. I've got two tickets for the first caller, 605-4567. You really want to go and have a great time with that. The next thing I'm giving away is from the generosity of Jeff from Crackmaster. He handed me money yesterday and said, I want to pay for tickets for someone to get through the door tomorrow night, which would be tonight. So call us with your name.
For the fundraiser.
For the fundraiser tonight at Tobacco and Brew. When you call, give Ann your name, and we'll make sure your name is at the door so you can come in. You don't have to pay the $5 cover to get in and be our guest, complimentary to Jeff from Crackmaster. So love to have two of you call tonight, or tickets for two for tonight. 605-4567, guys. It should be a lot of fun.
There you go. Okay, we're coming into our last segments. You know, let's talk about, you know, in all this where, you know, we've made so many jokes about Wiener, and so much, you know, and the people of our country are so down on Congress, so down on our elected representatives. And I'm talking about, you know, and I'm not talking about city, you know, a lot of people may be, but I'm talking about the ones on the state and national level, where it is so bad that you've got, I mean, there are constantly things happening. Constantly a new scandal erupts. Constant. And people have, I think it's like the confidence on the national level, in the House of Representatives and the Senate, is like 18%. 18% believe that they know what they're doing and they're doing a good job. So, who do you think the American public has the most confidence in? It appears that, according to Gallup, that Americans express greater confidence in the military than in 15 other national institutions, with 78% saying they have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in the military. And also, a majority of Americans express high esteem for small business and the police. Congress ranks last among these institutions behind big business and health maintenance organizations. Congratulations, Congress. You've done it. You've gotten below the HMOs. You've gotten below big business. Not that big business should be vilified, in my opinion, anyway. So they've asked, you know, Gallup has done this. They say they've, in a variety of U.S. institutions, how much confidence people have, a total of 35 times since 1973, including an annual update since 1993. And this is based on a poll that was just last week. And little has changed. Little has changed in America's confidence over the past year. The only notable difference was a significant increase in Americans' confidence in television news from 22% to 27%. Isn't that interesting? That they're starting to trust television more. And there was a slight, not statistically significant, increase in confidence in newspapers. Confidence in the police is down 3 percentage points, but that could be within a sampling error. America's confidence in organized labor did not change, 20% in 2010 versus 21 in 2011. And confidence in the military, though, however, is going up as opposed to declining confidence in other big government institutions. The 78% of confidence for the military is 11 points higher than its historical average. So the military has been the top-ranked institution each year since 1998. And from 1989 to 1996. So you've got the military, you have small business, and the police as being the very top that people express the greatest confidence in. And I, you know what? How can you argue with that? How can you argue with that? I mean, you know, I think that people believe that the vast majority of our warriors out there are selfless, that the vast majority are out there because they love this country, and that the vast majority are out there putting their lives on the line because they believe in this. They believe in our country.
We have a caller on the phone. Jim, okay, you're Jim. On line one.
Thank
Good morning.
You.
Good
Welcome.
Morning,
Jim. You're live.
Sorry, Jim, that we just got that message.
You're live on the air.
Yeah.
Go on.
Okay, you're right. Hey, I'd like to see somebody independent accounting office do a study on the funds and on the expenditures being put on the city on the convention center down there to make sure it's not being overloaded with stuff that's not there to make it fail.
Okay, and in what way? You talk
and to make sure that all the funds that are being charged against the center are legitimate funds and not inflated.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I think that's what they're doing to make it fail so they can close it.
I think that they've lost heart in the convention center. I think that the people that were there before that was working hard, they've gone through a number of changes down there. I think that the city hasn't put enough emphasis on it. I think paying somebody $785,000 to market the area, I don't think that's worked. The fact is that the convention center cannot close. It cannot close. And from what I understand is that there's been some, you know, enough maintenance work on it. You know, the windows don't leak anymore and the roof doesn't leak. But we can't lose the convention center. And I think there's plans coming out that we won't lose it.
Right.
But you're right. We need to have it's just like anything. Have an independent analyst come in and take a look at city government and see what everybody's doing. And say, okay, you've got this many people doing this. You know, this is five people too many. Or you need three other people over here to do this to make it run smoothly. One of the things we heard last night was somebody trying to get just to get a engineering plan looked at. 4 months. 4 months.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
It is, sir.
You know, another thing, too, to build business back into the city here, they ought to look into dropping the cost of building permits and maybe give them free building permits for somebody to come in to build a new business in the city here for 2 years or something like that.
Makes sense to me.
And something stir things up and get going, you know. But right now, it looks to me like all the things that the city and the actually the government is trying to do is kill all the business people, all the small business people, try to kill them off.
Yeah, and I just saw where Geithner said something about taxing small businesses in front of a subcommittee, and I went, he can't really have said that. So, hey, anyway, hey, we have to take a break here. Jim, thank you so much for calling. Hey, have a great weekend. Hey, Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio, 8:53 in the morning, 78 degrees.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, owner of Adamson's Peak Performance. Small group personal training. I'm reading it right here. Boring machines are out and toys are in.
Absolutely. This is a 30-minute intense workout for people of all ages, all fitness levels. It's fun and it's over in 30 minutes.
Come to the sessions you want. No scheduling is necessary?
No scheduling. We offer personal training sessions through the day. You choose the one that you want to come to, as many as you want, for one easy monthly fee.
And the monthly fee is?
$99 a month. Gets you a membership and unlimited training.
Can you just imagine? That is like the best thing going.
It's our best value.
$99 a month. You get to have unlimited small group training with a group of people.
It's fun. It's challenging. You'll get stronger. You'll lose body fat. You'll increase your core strength. Your cardiovascular system gets an immense workout.
That's Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak.
What are folks saying about Kent's Meats and Groceries?
They treat you like family. Everybody has a good smile on their face. Their meats and their produce, fantastic. And their smoked goods, I always buy their bacon here. And you know, and they have some of that stuff that the bigger stores have, some of your finer food products that you can find here. They're pretty much carrying it. If they don't have it, you ask them for it and they'll get it for you.
Kent's Meats and Groceries in Kathy's Deli on Airport Road. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Well, hi. There you are in your comfort zone, thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl Lindebot, good morning. 8:57 in the morning, our last segment here. We're getting ready to head off for the weekend, except, you know, of course, what can I say? Tonight, Tobacco and Brew from 6 to 9 p.m. And we're going to, this is our last fundraiser, I promise you, that we're ever going to be personally involved in. We will always support. Stop that.
We do. We want people to come.
We want people to come.
But we need to have you come and play with us. Otherwise, we've got food. I'm going to make food. Shelly's bringing in food. We've got people coming up to
champagne,
sing. You're going to
alcohol.
Dance. Love to have some people around. It'd just be fun to celebrate.
Okay. Alana Burke was on that Troopathon yesterday, and they raised over $500,000 for packages to go to our troops on the front line. So that was good. They made a total of $507,000. And so we appreciate Alana being down there and doing her show from there. It gave a new way of looking at some of these things.
I'd like to thank Rhonda Ball and Carrie Regan and the gals that came last night to sit in for me on the spot with Linda Bott. Really interesting. We were able to listen to what was going on the way down to Anderson, and I felt like really informative. And about every Thursday, third Thursday of every month, we're going to have the folks from Enjoy come on and talk about what's going on in their magazine, and you know, just phenomenal writers. You know, what inspires you about the stories that you've been writing, and what possibly, you know, what's behind that particular article. So thank you, gals, and again, pick up Enjoy magazine. It's really such a great reading rag.
Okay, this weekend, of course, our full lineup of shows starts at 6 a.m. with My Outdoor Buddy with Frank Galusha, and then Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, well, those two wild men. Best of Alana.
Ring the
and
bell.
And then Kurt Largent is on. Then Dr. Trudy Pratt, Nancy Sutton Pierce, Psych Talk with Katie Cunday. Boomer Tech with the Balanjis. Sunday, we start out with We the People and Dr. Doug Craig, followed by the Don Shulman Show, and then, you know, Radio Theater, a great, great
Fabulous.
Way to spend your afternoon, and then Sovereign Minds. So, you know, we're having so have a great weekend. I hope we see you tonight, 6 to 9 p.m., 1823. Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. We're going to have a good time. Why don't you come on down and join us? And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Well, which are you?
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Won't be turned up.